With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Star Wars 7x7, episode 3309. All right, this is the last of the Ahsoka Tano essential episodes as labeled on Disney Plus. This one is about chapter 6 of the Book of Boba Fett, which is From the Desert Comes a Stranger, but the parts with Ahsoka Tano have nothing to do with the desert. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So, with this episode, you know, I feel like the reason why it's an Ahsoka Tano essential episode is because live-action Ahsoka Tano is in it. Basically, I mean, I don't know that you necessarily need to watch this episode to help your understanding or deepen your knowledge of the character of Ahsoka Tano prior to watching the Ahsoka series, but, you know, it is fun and cool to see Ahsoka and Luke Skywalker interacting with each other, and for her to say, "I'm an old friend of the family," to the Mandalorian when he shows up on Ossus. And later on, when Luke is musing about whether Grogu's heart is in the training, and Ahsoka looks at him and says that he's so much like his father, that stuff is beautiful. And I just imagine or hope that it's the case that there have been many, many nights by a campfire out in the woods that Ahsoka has told Luke everything that she remembers about Anakin. All the good stuff, that is, of course, and everything she remembers about Padme, for that matter, too. That's the thing that stuck with me the most in watching this episode, just thinking about and wishing for and hoping that Ahsoka told Luke so many fun stories about his mom and dad. But for the purposes of our discussion, the only things we can really flag are the fact that she warned Luke that the Mandalorian was going to come back and check on Grogu, and she basically talked him out of actually seeing him because of the attachment situation and that it was only going to make things worse for Grogu in adjusting to life on Ossus. And then when Luke asks Ahsoka what he should do, she says, "Trust your instincts," and then starts walking away. And he says, "Will I ever see you again?" And she says, "Perhaps." And so, you know, that even implies that it's just kind of a rare, amazing thing that she showed up in the first place. So more grist for the "tell me stories about my mom and dad" mill. One thing that both Ahsoka and Luke have in common, though, is that they're both about letting Grogu choose his own path. That's what Ahsoka says to the Mandalorian about sending him to Tython and putting Grogu on the Seeing Stone. That's where Grogu can choose his path. And then later on in this episode of the Book of Boba Fett, Luke puts down the Mandalorian, the Beskar chainmail, right? And then Yoda's lightsaber and says, "All right, Grogu, you can choose. Which way do you want to go?" And that pretty much covers it as far as Ahsoka Tano stuff in that Book of Boba Fett episode, and for our live action stuff, and for this episode of the podcast as well. So it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.